Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
And just like that, it was the first day of fall, the first full day, I should say. And now the first full evening. Hi, everybody. There's a crisp and brisk snap in the air as a bright sunny day turns to the evening. And we have the weekend weather to start things out. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, a low of 44. Winds are 5 to 10, the ultraviolet index at 2, the humidity 70%. Now for Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 66. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low near 44. Sunday, partly sunny, scattered afternoon showers, high near 70, so it warms a little bit. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low of 54. Winds light and variable, chance of rain, 50%. Joining us on our program is Neil Pomeroy, a man about wonderful vegetables. We'll talk with Neil. The Springfield Museums are excited to announce the Oktoberfest is back. Ach du lieber, after a hiatus due to COVID, the annual celebration is set once again to gather those who love beer and time together in a beautiful setting. In addition to beer tasting, Oktoberfest is going to feature the real DJ TJ Music Entertainment. They'll have hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. For additional beverage options, age 21 plus, RSVP recommended, the Rain location, Springfield Science Museum. Well, the Springfield mayor and city officials will join with Governor Charlie Baker for a tour of the 31 Elm Street Economic and Redevelopment Project. The mayor also plans to be present at the Valley Press Club roast, and he was skewered along with the media and politicos. Massachusetts put residents on notice that the cost of heating their homes and keeping lights on is likely to skyrocket here this winter as the price of natural gas soars. Residential National Grid electric customers on basic service who use 600 kilowatt hours of power will see their monthly electric bills jump from $179 in the winter to approximately $293 for the winter of 2022-23. That is a 64% increase. That comes from the company and its rate filing with the Department of Public Utilities. National Grid moves to its winter rates each November 1st and said they're generally higher due to the quote-unquote high demand for natural gas. City Hall is going to light it up purple in honor of Chiari Malformation Awareness. Chiari malformation is a serious neurological disorder where the bottom part of the brain, the cerebellum, descends out of the skull and crowds the spinal cord, putting pressure on both the brain and spine, causing many symptoms, chronic headaches, neck pain, hearing or balance problems, muscle weakness or numbness, and many others. Currently, 1 out of 1,000 people suffer from this disorder. September is Chiari Awareness Month, and in hopes to spread awareness of this neurological disorder, City Hall in Springfield shining purple lights on its facade on the evenings of the 22nd through the 26th. While the whole of September is known as Chiari Malformation Month, this weekend is particularly important as it kicks off the 15th annual Conquer Chiari Walk Across America series of local awareness walks held across the country on the 3rd and 4th weekend of September. The Massachusetts Walk is set for the 24th, Saturday, tomorrow in Auburn, Mass. If you'd like more info about the local walk, you can log on to conquerchiari.org. To learn more about Chiari malformation and symptoms, treatments, please talk to your healthcare professional. Mayor Sarno and Executive Director of Parks and Buildings and Recreational Management, Pat Sullivan, will join with Congressman Richard Neal for a special major funding announcement for the renovations to the Walker Grandstand as part of the City of Springfield's Horticultural Master Plan. And the mayor also congratulates Springfield's own Benton Whitley, son of the late Tracy Whitley, and Springfield Community Development Neighborhood Director Ed Whitley, on signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. Benton previously was signed onto the Super Bowl champions Los Angeles Rams practice squad. Walmart looking to hire 40,000 U.S. associates this holiday season, starting by offering additional hours to current associates who want them. Then it will offer the opportunity for those who want to earn extra money working on a temporary basis. Those opportunities will include seasonal store associates to assist customers who are shopping in-store or using Walmart's pickup and delivery services, full-time permanent truck drivers, customer care associates in its call centers. Walmart's average U.S. wage is more than $17 per hour, and three-quarters of its salaried managers began as hourly associates. It outlines a number of other benefits, including medical coverage, free counseling sessions, paid time off, sick leave, and a 401 match for full-time employees. If you're interested, you can apply for open positions online. Well, as I said, it was the first full day of fall, a perfect day to consider some fresh farm stand vegetables, and I happened to drive by that very comfortable-looking little stand in East Longmeadow on Hamden Road, Pomeroy's Vegetable Stand, and Neil Pomeroy was sitting out there amongst the tomatoes and other wonderful produce.
63 degrees, sunny day. It's a great day in the fall, first full day of autumn, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Talk about vegetables. Neil Pomeroy joining us right now. Hiya, Neil.
How you doing?
It's good to talk with you again at this wonderful vegetable stand for fresh veggies. How long have you been here?
72 years.
Well, you don't look a day over 100. No,
well, that's... actually, my family's been here 72 years.
That's wonderful. Now, I'm looking around. I'm seeing it, obviously, the tomatoes. And what have we got going on here today?
We have a lot of tomatoes left, and the watermelons. These are the last of the summer crops.
Yeah.
And we're going into the fall. We got pumpkins out here, and we're going to have a lot of winter squash.
That was my question. I wondered, what happens here at the change of seasons when we get into autumn? What are the big vegetable movers here then?
It mostly is the winter squash.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have some late spinach and lettuces and stuff like that. So
great.
We will continue to go right till probably Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's terrific. When is it quiet here during the dead of winter? Do you pretty much close up shop?
For most of December and January.
Yeah.
But by early February, we're starting plants and stuff again
already.
Oh,
that's great. That's great. So what kind of a season was it for you this year?
Very good. I think so. Very good.
Because I know we had some really up and down weather, and I'm never quite sure how that affects your particular crops. I know we had a dry time, and then we had a lot of rain.
You know, every year you get bumper crops of some stuff, and then some stuff doesn't do as well. Mm-hmm. And this year was overall pretty good.
Do you ever handle any corn?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Well, when does that season end? I'm never quite sure. Or does it ever end?
Right around now it usually ends.
It really ends now, yeah. Well, your location is fabulous. I think most folks know Pomeroy's for fresh vegetables right here on Hamden Road. And we hope that folks will come out and see you today. I mean, this is a perfect weekend for it. This weather couldn't be better.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you, Neil. Good to talk with you again on Pioneer Valley Radio.
And thanks for being with us, and have a lovely weekend in the fall from Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next program up online during the day and night and available to you on demand on Monday. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.